are listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of the Bard.
A Psalm of Life. That's what our teacher, Dr. J. Vernon McGee, calls Psalm 91, and we'll begin there today as we continue our five-year journey through God's entire Word. Welcome to Through the Bible. I'm Steve Schwetz, inviting you to fasten your seatbelt as we travel through the next nine Psalms at a fairly quick pace. So find your seat, and I want to share a couple of letters from our fellow passengers on the Bible bus. First, we hear from a listener, this one in our Turkish language programs, and he writes, I found you one morning by accident. Later I started to listen regularly. I'm in prison. I killed my wife and a man because they deceived me. I will stay in prison a long time. After killing my wife, I regretted it, but it was not possible to undo it. I did it in anger, but later there was no relief. Instead, I was filled with guilt. I considered killing myself. I never thought that there is a pardon for what I did. But after listening to your programs, I found hope again. I started to pray every day. It is like a new beginning for me. I'm inside four walls, and maybe I won't come out of there, but my soul finds rest in God. I feel free. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's the truth. Thank you for introducing me to God's Word and through it, the Lord Jesus Christ. Man, that is a story that you have to pause after and just thank God for His mercy and grace in that man's life. He saved this man, and then He gave him a new life. It's amazing. Next, we got an email. This is from a listener who joins us in Arabic. I've learned so much through your program. I've come to know Jesus Christ through it. I am so thankful for these messages that carried me through my new faith until I can stand firm on my feet. Your Bible teaching is my only source of nourishment. I cannot go to church because we have no church in my country. I'm thankful that I know the Word of God because of your efforts and your ministry. I am so sure that through your program, many are coming to know who Jesus is and what He has done to save humanity. I cannot thank you enough. Please pray for me. Well, this week our world prayer team is traveling on our knees, praying for listeners like these and millions of others all over the world. And if you want to be a part of that important team, you can receive our daily email with prayer prompts and stories of praise. You can sign up. It's easy. Just go to ttb.org/pray. Now let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word that gives us life and hope. And as we study today, Lord, we ask that you would strengthen our faith and that you'd help us to see Jesus in the Psalms. It's in his precious name we pray. Amen. Here's Dr. J. Vernon McGee with our study of Psalm 91 through 99 on Through the Bible.
Now, friends, I come today to the 91st Psalm. And last time we saw the 90th Psalm when we were finishing. And that began this new section, which is the number section in the Pentateuch of the Psalms that correspond to the Pentateuch of Moses. And here we began with a prayer of Moses, and we saw it was a psalm of death. Moses out there in the wilderness. You can see him day after day having to pause on the wilderness march to bury someone. And he got a perspective of life that many of us do not get even today. Then Psalm 91 is a psalm of life, and it's a messianic psalm, and it reveals a wonderful place of protection and of security today. It has a meaning for us, but it is a picture also of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is one psalm that is very popular. And God's people of all ages, when I mean of all ages, I mean that in two ways. I mean young and old, and I mean those from the past down to the present, have been greatly blessed by this 91st Psalm. And the 90th Psalm actually was a picture of the first man, Adam. In Adam all die. That's the Psalm of death. But this second Psalm is the Lord from heaven, and it's truly a messianic psalm. It's a psalm of life. And this is a psalm that's quoted by Satan. I've almost preached a sermon one time on this psalm. I didn't do it, but I intended to. Never got around to it. I had a subject, and my subject was the psalm that Satan reads. Here's a psalm, and he knows. We'll see that when we get to it. Now, we are told here, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall tempt under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Jehovah, He's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. That's lovely, is it not? That's lovely language. And this one is depicted for us here, the same one who was the blessed man in the first Psalm. The Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect man, the holy man, the sinless man. And He always dwells in the secret place of the Most High. The problem with me is I get there sometime, but I stay there very much like I stay in motels. I'm just there for a night or two at a time. Now, will you notice as we move into this psalm, it says, He shall surely deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the pestilence which destroys. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou find refuge. His truth shall be shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day. I had a young man that was in the service during the war, and he took that as his verse. And the Lord brought him through. He fell on the basis of that verse. Then another young man took one down below here, and I read this, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. And this is the one he took. He was in the Air Corps in the Navy, and he retired as a commander, very fine young man. And he's not so young right now, but this was his verse, 1,000 shall fall by thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand. It shall not come nigh thee, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. I think these verses here have been used by God's people and many, many times, and God has made it real to them. But it's a picture of our Lord. Now, I want to give you the statement of Dr. A.C. Gabelline, a great Bible teacher over the past generation. He has this to say of this passage. Let us think of himself first of all. There was no sin in him. And that which is the result of sin, disease, and death had no claim on him. In every way, he was the perfect man. And because he trusted in God his Father, walked in perfect obedience, the great fowler Satan could not catch him, nor the pestilence of destruction. Covered by his feathers, under his wings, the perfect man on earth found his constant refuge. He knew no fear. That which befell others could never come nigh unto him, and his own follow him in the life of trust and obedience, claiming also preservation and protection. And I've paused to intrude with this. I think these young men who took verses out of this psalm had a perfect right to do it, by the way. And God made it real in their lives. Listen to this. Yet how true it is, our body is dead on account of sin. Fanaticism may claim all these statements as having an absolute meaning for the trusting child of God. Experience teaches often the opposite. Because we are the failing and erring creatures of the dust, we need discipline and have to pass through the tests of faith. Yet in it all, a believer can be in perfect peace, knowing that all is well. Though he slay me, yet will I trust, is the summit of free faith and true faith and confidence in God. This is quite a wonderful statement, is it not? Now I pick up the reading here again in verse 9. Because thou hast made Jehovah my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy tent. That's a picture of him, you see. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now, I want you to look at that for a moment, because that's the passage that Satan quoted. And the interesting thing is, Satan knew this psalm applied to the Lord Jesus, as well as the Lord Jesus did. He knew something a lot of theology professors don't know today. And will you notice this again? For he shall give his angels charge over thee. Now, I'm not going to take time to turn to it, but if you turn to the quotation that you have in the New Testament of this, when Satan quoted it to the Lord in his temptation in the wilderness, he left out this next clause, to keep thee in all thy ways. You see, he left that out. And someone has said the devil can quote scripture for his purpose. Well, I don't think he can. He can misquote it. And he did that here. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. Yes, that's right. To keep thee in all thy ways. The Lord Jesus said, I've come to do the Father's will. And that meant to walk in his way. He'd be stepping out of the will of God if he had attempted to make the stones into bread, or if he had accepted the kingdoms of the world from Satan, or if he cast himself down from the pinnacle of the temple. All of that, why, he'd been out of the way of God, and he'll keep thee in all thy ways. And verse 12, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. All of this. Now he has two becauses here. You'll notice verse 14, because he hath set his love upon me. And these are two very important becauses we have here. And because he hath set his love upon me, because he hath known my name, I'll deliver him, I'll set him on high. You see, the perfect man went into the jaws of death, and he went down into the lowest parts of the earth, which means death and the grave. And deliverance came on the third day when God raised him from the dead and gave him glory. And he says, I'll set him on high. What a picture that we have here in this psalm. Now we come to the 92nd psalm. And when we come to this psalm, we find it has an inscription here, a psalm or song for the Sabbath day. And we find here this is a time of praise. And it naturally follows that messianic psalm. But you find out when you come here for a time of praise and worship and adoration, that's what the Sabbath was given for. But wait just a minute. The worship here is connected with an earthly sanctuary. And it actually is looking forward to the day back in Jerusalem when there'll be an earthly sanctuary again. And his redeemed people are going to worship there. Now, the worship of believers today is just a little bit different. The time has now come when true worshipers worship God neither in the mountain of Samaria or yonder in Jerusalem. We are today to worship the Father and the Son in spirit and in truth. We are made into a kingdom of priests unto God to serve him, not in an earthly sanctuary, but to worship him in spirit and in truth. And so it opens on this glorious note. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. You want to do a good thing today? Do you a good turn? All right, give thanks unto the Lord right now. Wherever you are, just give thanks to the Lord. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. You can thank him in the morning. I always thank him in the morning. I must confess, I forget sometimes at night. But in the morning, I always thank him for a new day, his loving kindness that's brought me to a new day. But when you go to bed at night, the thing that you can thank him for is his faithfulness. He brought you through the day. And I think it's quite an undertaking to bring Vernon McGee through any day. It's wonderful to have a God that will do that. This is a glorious, wonderful psalm. Now it mentions down here in verse 6, a brutish man knoweth not. Or, the New Scofield puts it, a stupid man knoweth not. Neither doth a fool understand this. That's all right. I think that's very good. And in this psalm of praise, which I think is a millennial psalm, and it looks forward to the future, time of worshiping again on the Sabbath day. I don't worship on the Sabbath day. I worship on the first day of the week. My Lord was dead on the Sabbath day, but he came back from the dead the first day of the week, and we remember that. Now, Well, you notice that we have here the Most High. That's a millennial name for God, by the way. And this is a great millennial psalm that we're in. Now it looks back in retrospect to earthly conditions. When? Well, to man down here, the man we saw in the 90th psalm. Man is brutish. Scripture says he doesn't walk upright. He thinks he does, but doesn't. And he doesn't walk and look up to God. He looks down and he grovels in the filth of sin. He's a fool. He lacks good sense. He cannot understand because God says the foolish heart is darkened. And this brutish man, he denies God. And he lives like a brute. He lives like an animal. He lives like a pig, by the way. Many live just like that, as if God does not exist. Just eat and grunt and sleep and rest and work, and that's it. That's life for them. What a beautiful picture, though, that we have brought before us when we get to verse 11. Mine eyes shall witness as to mine enemies. Mine heart shall hear about the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Well, now that's interesting. He shall grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Now, the palm tree has been an emblem of victory, and the cedar tree denotes strength and seriousness. That's a picture of the righteous that are walking in fellowship with God, I think, even today. Now, when we come to the 93rd Psalm, it's a very brief psalm, you'll notice here. It's a little psalm that's tucked in here, just five verses. And here, the Lord has come to his glorious reign over the earth. And who is it? Jehovah reigneth. That's the Lord Jesus. He's clothed with majesty. Jehovah's clothed. He's girded himself with strength. This is a psalm that really have meaning when he comes to reign on this earth. And the rebellion and opposition will be broken down and be over with. And all that oppose God has been dethroned on the earth. Listen as you move down in this little psalm. Here, the floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their ways. The flood tide of sin is over now. And Satan, his head has been crushed. And the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters. Yea, the mighty waves of the sea, thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house. Now we come to the 94th psalm here, and from Psalm 94 to 100, we have another little series of psalms that tell out a consecutive story and goes from Psalm 94 to Psalm 100, and it's a prophetic section altogether. They are glorious millennial psalms, and they reveal the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ in his reign down here upon this earth. And it follows that time of Jacob's trouble and all of the trouble that came to man on the earth during that period. It's a glorious picture of the future. Now, in this section, I'm just going to lift out just a few things that are here. And again, you have it as it opens like this. Oh, Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Shine forth, as it were. Shine forth, O God. And a great many today saying, oh, if the Lord would only come. Well, he's coming, friend, but he's coming on his schedule, not on my schedule or the schedule of any man down here. Then when he comes, he'll take care of all of these things that he's told you and me to walk in faith, holding his hand today, and he says, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. I'm going to take care of this. This is his coming to straighten out everything on earth. There are a lot of things to be straightened out. And he's coming in great power and great glory to this earth. Now he says, in the meantime, avenge not yourself. Trust him. Turn these matters over to him, and he's coming. And again, we have a reference here, verse 8, to the brutish or the stupid. Understand ye stupid among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? And he says here, he who planted the ear, shall he not hear? Now, God's a spirit. He doesn't have an ear like I have, but he hears. And he doesn't have an eye like I have, but God sees. The sinner down here, for some reason, thinks he's getting by with it. God hears, God sees, and he's able to keep a record. And you're coming up for judgment. There are not but two places for your sins. Either your sins are on Christ or they're on you. Now, if they're on Christ, the judgment is passed. Passed from judgment to life. There's a glorious prospect ahead. But my friend, if you haven't come to Christ, you're yet to come up for judgment. And God sees this. And the psalmist can say here in verse 18, when I said my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, help me up. David said, I would have slipped up, but God helped me up. Then in the 95th Psalm, we have here just a delightful hymn of praise. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. And then in Psalm 96, and again, you have here another wonderful psalm of praise. When the Lord Jehovah, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, shall reign over the whole earth. And these are singing psalms. I think all of them are for that matter, but these, I think, especially were singing psalms that we have here. And 96, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Now, we've already seen about that new song. They're going to sing that in heaven. It's a song of redemption. Now, the new song here is a song that the prophets mentioned that it was coming. Book of Revelation says they're going to sing it. It's a time when a new song will be sung. The prophet said the day will come when they'll sing it. I think these are the psalms they'll be singing at that time. Now, in this 96th psalm, you have idolatry mentioned, and that in verse 4, and let me just lift that out. I don't want to spend too much time here. Verse 4, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He's to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heaven. Idolatry is mentioned here because in the millennium that'll end all of it. Men who think themselves wise today, turning to all kinds of religions. May I say to you, that will be a day when atheism, deism, polytheism, pantheism, and all the cults will be done away with. And we're to give unto Jehovah all families of the peoples. Give unto Jehovah glory and strength. That's verse 7. Oh, how wonderful this is. And then we have here another very wonderful psalm, and it's a call to sing again. How wonderful. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. He's done marvelous things. And then Psalm 99, the Lord reigneth, let the peoples tremble. This another great song of praise, and he is the mighty one. My friend, if you haven't got in the habit of praising our God, you better get in the habit. If you go into heaven, you better tune up, because you're going to spend a lot of time praising him there. And since we'll be doing that, the place to tune up is down here. Later on, we'll come to a psalm that says, the Lord is good. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And this looks to the future when they're going to praise him here on earth during the millennium. It's not the millennium yet, but there's no reason in the world why you and I should not praise him today and say how wonderful our God is. And you know why we should say it? Because he is wonderful, and he's good, and he's faithful, and his loving kindness endureth. He's always going to be good to me. He's always going to be good to you, friends. Doesn't that do something for you? Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved.
He is wonderful. He is good. He is faithful. May these words linger with you today. If you've got questions about this ministry, or if you'd like help finding a particular resource, you can call 1-800-65-BIBLE or visit the resources section of ttb.org. Next time, we'll look at three psalms that will put joy in your heart. I hope that you'll hop aboard the Bible bus and join us. I'm Steve Schwetz, and I'll be here saving a seat just for you.
Jesus made it home. Unto him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Through the Bible exists to take God's whole word to the whole world. And we invite you to stand with us with your faithful prayer and financial support. Where will God's Word go today?
You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Soon and very soon, we are
Well, praise the Lord. I am Minister Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God of Melbourne, Florida. I pray all of you are blessed because this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall all rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We are located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. The church telephone number is 321-255-6999. Our service time on Sunday is 11 o'clock a.m. sharp. Now here is Pastor Ross.
Well, praise the Lord. Glory to his wonderful, mighty name. We give him thanks this morning for each and every day. We thank him for just from the rising up unto the going down of the same. Jesus is still Lord, and we give him all the praise and honor and glory. I want to pray for my faith partners and radio listeners out there in Radio Land. Eternal God, our Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I ask, Lord Jesus, that this message will be a blessing to all those that have tuned into the broadcast, that their hearts are right with you, Lord, and even those that do not know you, that they will get saved. The most purpose, Lord God, that we praising and giving you all of the glory so that souls can be won for the kingdom of God. We thank you and praise you this day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Well, I want to speak on a subject today. Glory to God, and give the Lord Jesus Christ all the praise and honor. I just want to let you know that the devil is defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. He is exalted. Praise God. And I want to say that again. The devil is defeated. A lot of folks don't know that the devil is defeated. They think that all these mishaps and things that take place in their lives, that it's just a mishap. Well, it's not. It's the devil that's trying to destroy you. Because Jesus said that the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And he said that I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So I want to tell you today, glory to God, that the devil is defeated. And Jesus Christ is exalted. He is Lord. Glory to God. Praise his wonderful name. Let's look at the word of God in 1 John 3 and verse 8. We're going to look at that. We're going to take scripture by scripture, and we want you to know, if you don't know, that the devil is defeated. I come to tell you this morning that the devil is defeated. There are folks that don't know that the devil is defeated. I want to tell you that. They don't know that. They think that he is still rampant and raving and doing all kinds of things. But let me tell you, the scripture tells us he's defeated. And I'm telling you, he's defeated. The Bible says that and Jesus said that he is defeated. Praise God. Mr. Lori, would you read 1 John 3 and verse 8? Praise God.
It reads, "He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil."
And he has destroyed the works of the devil. He did that on the cross of Calvary. And if you don't understand that, read your Bible and understand what God has said, that the enemy has been defeated. He is a defeated foe. Keep in mind, I said defeated foe. He has no victory over you. You have victory over him. And this is why the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scripture says, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. And he's done that. It was done there on the cross of Calvary. And I want all out there in Radio Land to know that the devil is defeated and Jesus Christ is exalted. Praise the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Philippians 2, glory to God, I want to let you know that the word of God is clear. Philippians 2, it tells us there that the Lord Jesus Christ, he's been exalted. Praise God. And the devil is defeated. And we keep mentioning that so that you can get it into your hearing and your spirit. And when any type of opposition comes your way, that you will look at it and say, wait a minute, you are a defeated foe. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Mr. Glory, would you read Philippians 2 there? Praise God.
In verse 9.
Hallelujah.
Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Glory to God.
That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Praise God. This is why we exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the risen Savior and the ascended Lord. He is Lord over all that believe and trust in him and have received him as Lord and Savior of their lives. Praise God. Jesus is exalted and the devil is defeated.
Yes.
And I'll keep ringing that into your hearing so that you will realize at some point in time in your life, if you don't know that now, that the devil is defeated. He is a defeated foe.
Amen.
Praise God. He at one time was riding high, but Jesus destroyed the works of the devil. Let's look at another verse of scripture because we want to give the Lord Jesus Christ all the praise. Glory to God. All the praise and the honor and the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at what the word of God says because the word is clear. The word tells us this. We don't pity-pat and play around with any forces of darkness. They are defeated. And you need to know out there in Radio Land that they are defeated. Praise God. I said they are defeated.
Yes.
In Hebrew 2, glory to God. And Minister Glory, you want to read the 14th verse there?
For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood.
Praise God.
He also himself likewise took part of the same.
Glory.
That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil.
Isn't he defeated? Do you know that out there in Radio Land? When things come your way to try to oppose you from serving God, carrying out the work that God has called you to do, let me tell you something. He is a defeated foe.
Amen.
I say it. The Bible said it. And Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
So, Minister Glory, it says here that that he took part of the same.
Yes.
And what did he do? Praise God. What did he do? Glory to God. Glory to God.
He destroyed him that had the power of death. That is the devil.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, that is wonderful.
That he destroyed him that had
the power of death.
See, he had the power of death, but he doesn't have that anymore.
No more.
Are you listening to what I'm saying out there in Radio Land? He has that no more. Everything is in the hands of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He has destroyed.
Yes.
When you say destroyed, that means that
done with.
He has obliterated.
Amen. That's a good word.
Yes, it is. The works of the devil.
Amen.
And we need to know that as a child of God, that he has destroyed the works of the devil.
Amen.
And read that next verse, Minister Gordon.
And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
See, you don't have to be in bondage anymore because Jesus Christ is Lord and the devil is defeated. And Jesus did all of this at the cross of Calvary.
Amen.
And you don't hear this type of preaching because what's happening is that in the churches today, everybody wants to be blessed. Everybody looking for a blessing. But let me tell you something today. God wants you to be blessed. He has blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But let me tell you, on the other side, there is a evil one that's trying to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
Those that do not know who they are in Christ Jesus, he's coming up against you. But what you need to tell him is that you are a defeated foe.
Defeated foe.
Jesus did it, and he did it at the cross of Calvary.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. And when you mention Calvary,
mm-hmm.
where the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was shed, then the devil trembles.
Yes.
He realizes that that's where he was defeated. Right there on the cross of Calvary.
Hallelujah.
You know, the Bible tells us there in Corinthians, it said that had the princes of this world known, they would not have crucified him. You see, had they known this. But see, that shows you that the lack of wisdom.
Yes.
And this thing had to take place, praise God, because the Lord Jesus Christ had to go to Calvary's cross. He came to die.
Right.
Praise God.
He did.
for all of us to redeem mankind back to the Father.
Amen.
Oh, praise the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
You see, inside the churches, we sit there and we sing songs. We make speeches to ourselves. We tell people how good they look, and we welcome you back next Sunday or whatever day that you meet. But I want to tell you, there are forces of hell that is trying to literally destroy you. You see, they are illegal in this earth realm. Now, I need you to understand that. They are illegal. You see, because they're looking for bodies to carry out their activity. You see, and what's happening is that you were born into this world. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Should I say, well, you have a birth certificate. You're legal here in this world. But these spirits are not legal. They are illegal. They don't have a body, and they're looking for a body to inhabit so that they can carry out their hellish work. But I want to tell you today that they are defeated.
Amen.
You can't see a spirit. I say you can't see a spirit. But I tell you, if God opened up the curtains wide enough and let you see what's in the spirit world, you might just fall out because of what's going on. But they are illegal. The devil is illegal in this world.
Yes.
Whether you realize it or not, I say he's illegal. He don't have no birth certificate. He wasn't born in this world. Jesus, in order for Jesus to come into the world, he had to come the right way. Although he owned everything, he created everything. But he had to come through a virgin, Mary. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why. And he was born, praise God, into this world. Not that God is born, but the Spirit of God had to come in to a woman. Satan didn't come that way. He's defeated. He's illegal. A lot of people don't know that, but he's illegal here. Amen. He's illegal in this world. And that's why he looks for a body to carry out his activity. You know, and all these demon forces look for a body to carry out their activity. You see, and this is one of the reasons why when Jesus, matter of fact, a typical example was that the wild man of the Gadarenes, what happened is that when Jesus cast out that spirit of legion, they wanted a body.
Yes.
You see, because a spirit you can't see. So what they did is that Jesus told them to go.
Amen.
And they went into the swine, to the pigs. See, they were looking for another body.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that they can't carry out but so much evil in the body of a pig, or swines. So what happened is that they were so powerful until they got into those pigs, and then they ran off the cliff and drowned. But the spirit didn't die. They went on some other place looking for a body. And I want to tell you today out here that you keep in mind as a child of God that these forces are defeated. That Jesus Christ is exalted and the devil is defeated.
Yes.
And he did it at the cross of Calvary. Mr. Gordon, let's look at another verse of scripture, because what is happening is that folks have to know that the devil is defeated.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people don't even believe in it. There's somebody tell me, talking about, well, there ain't no devil. Well, listen, you may not think so, but the word of God says that there's a devil. And I'm saying that there is a devil. There's only one devil.
Right.
And there are a host of demons. And they're just moving all about under the auspices of Satan. But Apostle Paul said there in Ephesians 6 there, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. Let me tell you something. The Bible tells you that these forces are there. Can you imagine for a moment? Rulers of the darkness. Rulers of the darkness of this world. My God. And principalities and powers. Sure, they're out there.
Yes. Thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Praise God. See, and we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. But what's happening and what's coming against us is these disembodied spirits.
Mm-hmm.
spirits that don't have a body, that's looking for a body. Mm-hmm. But I want to tell you today that don't let them get your body. Mm-hmm. When they come to you or come against you, because they're trying to inhabit you. You know, let me tell you something. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants a body. I say the Holy Spirit wants a body to come into a body.
That's true.
Whether you realize it or not, mm-hmm. it's a good spirit.
Yes, a good spirit.
The Spirit of God.
That's right.
Amen. A lot of people don't realize that. And these things are out here moving about. We can't see them.
Right.
But they are real.
That's right.
The Word of God says that they are real.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you today, they are defeated. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. I said the devil is defeated.
And to confirm what you're saying about the spirit needs a body, it says, know you not that the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So you are the temple. You have the temple of God dwelling within you. Hallelujah.
You have the Spirit of God.
Spirit of God. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
And any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is what? Holy.
Praise.
Which temple are you?
Praise God. So the Holy Spirit is on inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. But what I wanted to let you know is that all these forces are defeated. They are illegal in this world. They are. They don't have no birth certificate. They weren't born in this world. Are you listening to what I'm saying out there in Radio Land? And they're trying to inhabit your body. That's why I gave you an illustration in Mark 5 there. The wild man of the Gadarenes. There are other illustrations there. They're looking for a body. And when they get into a body, then they can carry out the evil activities. See, in a pig, they can't carry out but so much. But in a human being, they can carry out a gross amount of illegal activities and killing. And what do you think is taking place with these people doing all kind of crazy things? It's because the spirits have gotten into them.
Yes.
What they need is the Spirit of the living God. And with the reality that these forces are defeated and that they can walk in peace and in joy of the Lord and so forth. Well, I want to show you another verse of Scripture where Satan's been defeated.
Yes.
He is defeated.
Yes.
And he will always be defeated because Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's look at Colossians 2 and verse, matter of fact, I want to go to the 14th and the 15th verse. Praise God. Start with the 14th verse first, Minister.
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us.
Amen.
Which was contrary to us. And took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it.
That is powerful. Yeah.
Yes, it is. He did it all at the cross of Calvary.
Having spoiled.
Yes, right.
Listen to what the Word of God says there. Colossians 2 and verse 15. Having spoiled. You know what a spoil is.
Mm-hmm.
My God. Having spoiled principalities and powers.
Mm-hmm. Is that defeated?
And made a show of them, mm-hmm. triumphing over them in it. Where did this take place?
Cross of Calvary.
At the cross of Calvary. Glory to God. Where the precious blood was shed. The blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why I tell you today, whether you realize it or not, is that the devil is defeated.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
He is Lord of our lives. Every one of us that believe, trust in him, that have received him as Lord and Savior of our lives. Now, there are a lot of spirits moving about. That's why you go into different areas. You have all of these powers of darkness over these areas. And what's going on is that the people or the things below, which these spirits have inhabited these people, and they are carrying out all of these activities. You know, just say from Miami down there, you got a lot of vice and prostituting and all kind of stuff. In New York, you got the red district there. You got people carrying out all. Those are forces of evil that are hovering over these areas. But I want to tell you today, by the authority of the Word of God, is that when we believe and trust in what the Word of God says, we know that they are defeated.
Yes.
We're not going to let them get into our bodies. Praise God. Because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of us. And I rebuke right now,
yes,
any force of opposition of the devil right now in Jesus' mighty name. Because the Word of God tells us clearly that, listen, if they weren't true, if it wasn't true, Jesus would not have said it. If it wasn't true, Apostle Paul would not have given us the revelation that these forces of darkness are just moving about looking for a body. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, Minister Glory, there's a verse of scripture that just came to my mind in my spirit. I shouldn't say my mind, but my spirit right now. And look at it. Matthew 12. If you can go there right now, before I didn't have this verse of scripture written down, but Matthew 12 and verse 43 through 45.
Mm-hmm. It says, when the unclean spirit has gone out of a man.
See, now this spirit has inhabited someone. And here come deliverance has been brought forth. So when an unclean spirit, you know, an unclean spirit, the Holy Spirit is a good spirit.
Amen.
It's the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
But it tells us here, when an unclean spirit had gone out of a man. That means that that person has now, that was inhabited by demon forces, has now been brought forth with deliverance. The spirit has now left that house, left that person. Good God Almighty. I tell you, this is why we have to keep praising the Lord,
that's right,
giving him all of the glory, because we're not going to allow these forces to inhabit us.
Mm-hmm.
The only one I want to have inhabit me is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Each and every day. Come, Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm,
take up residence on the inside of me.
Yes.
Praise God. And once he comes in, praise God, I want him to stay inside of me.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So what does it say there?
He walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none.
Okay, so the spirit has now left that house.
Mm-hmm.
That individual has now received deliverance. And when I say deliverance, it only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because what happened, what Christ did at the cross of Calvary, that person, I imagine, whomever it is, believe now. So these spirits has now left that house. It says the unclean spirit.
Unclean spirit.
Mm-hmm. Left that house.
Mm-hmm.
Left that person.
Yes, it has.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God that he has left that person.
Yes.
Now he goes out into dry places seeking rest,
mm-hmm,
and find none. Listen what he says. Go ahead, minister.
Then he saith, I will return into my house.
Wait a minute. Now, we have to clarify that, because he says, then he says.
Mm-hmm.
That pronoun that says a person,
mm-hmm,
spirit.
Yes.
He says, he says now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what is he saying?
I will return into my house.
Wait a minute. He said, now he's going to return unto whose house? The house that he came out of.
Exactly.
His house.
Mm-hmm.
His house. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is.
He has to claim that person's body as his house.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
He's going to return to his house.
Yes.
But I thank God, when he comes back, he finds the Word.
Woo, glory.
Woo, glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
He finds the Word of God in that house.
Mm-hmm.
My God. That's why when we're praying for folks and they have all kinds of stuff that are going, especially they're not born again, And you pray for them, and these spirits leave them. Praise God. You know, you got churches full of these kind of spirits that are there. They don't even know that these forces literally exist. Apostle Paul has told us there in Ephesians 6. Folks still don't believe it.
Mm.
These things are disembodied spirits, and they want to live in your body.
Mm-hmm.
They want to inhabit you. And if you don't realize what's going on, they will come in and carry out all kind of bizarre, wicked, and all kind of activity. But Minister Gordon, now this spirit says, when he want to, well, first of all, he went out and he didn't find no rest.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now he says he's going to come back to his house.
From whence I came out. Mm-hmm.
He's going to come back to his house.
Yeah.
From which he came out. He was already expelled now.
Yes.
From that house. So he said he's coming back to that house.
Mm-hmm.
And what is he going to do?
And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished.
My God. And what is happening?
Then
he finds it empty, mm-hmm. that means there's nothing in it.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God or nothing in there.
Mm-hmm. Swept and garnished.
Swept and garnished. And what is he going to do?
Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself.
Oh, my God. Seven more spirits more wicked than himself. And that person is in a worse state of mind then than he was before this unclean spirit left out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Dave, we got just a minute or so here left, but I just want to tell you that Jesus Christ went to Calvary's cross. He delivered us. And once he delivers you, you have to stay delivered.
Amen.
Keep praising him and worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So the spirit came, he's going to come back into his house.
Mm-hmm.
In his house. Your body is not his house.
No, it's not.
Your body is supposed to be the house of God. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Isn't that something?
Yes, that is something.
And the word tells us that Jesus delivered us from the power of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So listen, all out there in radio land, just keep in mind that the devil is defeated.
Yes.
These forces of evil, they're defeated. Listen, don't let them into your house. If somebody come to your house and they're uninvited, listen, don't let them in. Don't let them in. Plead the blood of Jesus. We just want to say one thing here before. We got about 35 seconds here or so. Just want to tell you out there in radio land that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes.
And keep in mind that the devil is defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. Give him all the praise.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless y'all out there in Radio Land. Until the next broadcast.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach.